Okay, now we're going to take a quick look at the balance of the information that you need to be reviewing for your examination, because I'm assuming you're going to take it. I don't know why you would not. So next I want you to take a look at the videos that correspond with the stances. You have the six different stances because you've got two fire stances, as you probably well remember. And you need to understand the correct positioning for them and what their purpose is and how they work, right? And after that, I suggest taking a look at doing some applications along with that, right? Now, I want you to also, I'm assuming that your system has some of its own style of self-defense built into it. I want you to take a look at some of your self-defense techniques or all of them, depending on just how vast yours are. I know if we were going to do this, we do this with ours, for my radar, we're going to be spending a lot of time doing it. But I want you to take a look at your own style of self-defense and apply Kyusho to the movement that is there without really changing what is going on with the self-defense technique, right? Try to see the Kyusho applications that are within it, okay? And then take a very long look at the joint lock segment that you received, which was not that long ago that we got into the joint lock segment. Okay. And again, review your resuscitation and go into the chi building exercises so that you are able to explain those. Okay. Now, on to the examination information. To pass the exam, it requires an 80%. There is a written exam which comes to you in PDF format that is able to be edited in that format. You can open it up and edit it depending, of course, on whether you have the ability to edit a PDF or not. Or you can also print it out, write it, and then scan it and re-enclose it and send it back to me. I've had actually quite a few people who've just ended up rewriting the entire exam page by page themselves, because it's not that difficult to do. Okay. Now, the exam on an average takes about 90 minutes, and that is doing it in a classroom environment. I had one gentleman that I let go 100 minutes and I had to cut him off because he was writing me essays on everything. Okay. I want you to take a look through the written exam, the written portion, and ask any questions you may have about it. Because sometimes, for some people, the wording is not quite as clear as it necessarily may need to be. And we are dealing with such a vast number of people from a vast number of different places in the world who may not interpret things exactly the way they are meant to be interpreted in the writing of the exam. So if you have any questions with regards to that, definitely shoot me off a message about it so that we can take a look at it and help you out with that there. Now, the next thing is there's a practical exam. The practical exam can be done a couple of different ways. I suggest just shooting it as video. It's also a PDF file and it is broken down into the different things that you have to do. If some of it is unclear, let me know and I will explain it in more detail to you. There's no sense in going through it on something like this. Better to just ask a direct question if you don't understand something. An example, I believe the first question thing on there is you have to demonstrate resuscitation, all three of them, and explain them while you were going. I have had people who have done it live via Skype. But that is difficult because we have to line up and come up to a mutual time that will work for both of us. So I do suggest, especially in this day with video being so easy to shoot, to just do it that way. Some people will upload the video to things like Dropbox for me to download. Others will put them on a YouTube account and just have them as unlisted on the YouTube account and then forward me the URL so that I can watch them. After the grading of your exam, I will notify you via email as to how you did. I don't typically send the percentage mark with it, mostly because it doesn't really make any difference, because it's 81% 80% a pass, 79% a fail. There is a bonus question as well on the written exam. that is a good thing to fill out because it's possible to get, I believe it's 110% on the exam if you do the bonus question and get everything else right. I have had some exams over 100. And that was because of the bonus question, because somebody may have been a little bit off on one of the questions and was pushing a 98 or something, and the bonus question made them much higher. But the content that we deliver is extremely good, so the marks have been extremely good if you're studying it. Okay? And so you receive an email with regards to a pass or a fail. If you do fail the grading, you can retake it. There's no issue. You're allowed one free retake. After the retake, then you're going to have to pay to do the exam again, because that's only reasonable if you fail it twice. Now, all the while this is going on, you can start your new material as well a couple of days after the exams are sent out. So, you know, everything is at a nice, easy pace for you. Upon completion and passing of the exams, you will receive a certificate in the mail from Canada. This does take a little bit of time. We are getting a little bit quicker at it, but it depends where you live. Hey, anybody in North America, you're going to do okay. I've had some complaints from the United States because USPS is very, very slow. We had recently, and depending on when you're hearing this, of course, it won't be recently, I had certificates sitting in a city in Canada for a week, not moving, at the post office. Right. And things like that, they happen, and there's not much that we can do about them. And we have to chase signatures on the certificates. So it's not a simple process, but they are very nice certificates. Now, if you are testing as a student, you'll receive a first dance certificate. If you are testing as an instructor, you will receive a first dance certificate and a level one instructor certification. So again, if you have any questions, send me a message out at master@kyushojitsu.ca, and you'll be getting the exams via email very shortly. If you do not see them and you have listened to this message, it's kind of a weird thing to say, but if you have not seen them and you've listened to this message, if they're not there within a day or two of hearing this message, make sure you get a hold of me and I will send them directly to you. Anyways, have a great day, guys.